It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shawnalee Hinkins, and she has put together, her and a group of people have put together a great fundraising event that's going on this Sunday called Running for Rachel, and it's a barrel racing event for Rachel Cromple, who was injured in a barrel race in mid-July. We're going to talk about Rachel here in just a moment. We're going to talk about some of the great things that they've got. You know, of course, they'll have prizes for donations and then a silent auction and then the barrel racing itself. It's all going to be a lot of fun going on out there in Castledale on Sunday, July 31st. Shawnalee, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's dive in first and kind of give everybody a little background on Rachel.
Oh, Rachel. If you know Rachel, you love Rachel. She's an amazing person. She'll do anything for you. She's a great friend. Unfortunately, she was involved in a barrel racing accident on the 17th. Of July, where she sustained several injuries. A couple of them were life-threatening. She was taken by ambulance to Richfield Hospital. From there, she was life-flighted to Provo ICM, where she is currently. She's fighting her injuries, and we're just trying to put together a fundraiser to help her out financially so she can focus on healing.
And Rachel, yeah, if anybody's ever met Rachel, knows Rachel, had any dealings with Rachel, she is a great, great person. And yeah, she'd do anything for anybody. So it's time to give back a little bit to Rachel.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about what you guys have put together. Once again, this will be July 31st. That's this Sunday out at the Rodeo Arena in Castledale. And you're looking to get everything kicked off and started about 9:30?
Yes.
Is that what your plan is?
Yes. So the barrel race itself will start at noon. We're going to start the silent auction, giveaway prizes starting at about 9:30. We will take donations up till 9 a.m. But yeah, the event should go until about 4:30 that evening. Spectators are welcome to come and watch for free. The barrel racers, they're going to donate all the proceeds from the open race to Rachel. It's going to be fun.
It is. And just go out knowing that everything's going to go to a great cause. Now, if businesses are out there listening and want to donate something or give something, what can they do?
They can contact me directly. Okay. My cell phone number is 435-820-6785. Or we have a Facebook event called Running for Rachel. They can get on there. They can message me on Facebook, and I can get them in contact with residents from Price or Castledale or Emory. We've got people all over that are helping us out to bring in donations.
And I had heard, too, that a drop-off point is J&N Auto. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. J&N Auto has drop-off boxes at both their locations in Price and Huntington.
So if you've got something that you would like to donate for the donation giveaway, then just, you know what, take it to J&N Auto or call, get on their Facebook page, and look. What are some of the donations that you've received so far?
Oh, we've got some amazing items. We've had a horse donated. Puppies. We've got mini Aussies, mini Aussie doodles, a poodle, and then we've got a gift certificate for a set of tires that J&N Auto donated. We have a comprehensive treatment for dental work, braces that was donated. We've got horse tack, jewelry, quilts, blankets, oh my gosh, so many great things.
And now, is this for both the donation giveaway and the silent auction as well?
Yes.
So if you're out there, you're listening, and you have something that you want to donate, get on their Facebook page, find out where you can drop it off, what you need to do with it, and let's do everything we can to give Rachel a hand. And I'm sure that you've had plenty of businesses already reach out. You just named a couple, Dr. Cowley, J&N Auto. Was there anybody else out there that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, Debbie Sorensen, she donated the poodle, RK Aussies in Price. They've donated the miniature Aussie puppy. The co-op in Huntington, they've donated a paddle board. so that'll be a fun item. We've had a gun donated by Ray Peterson and Bridget Peterson. There's so many.
Plenty of items there to bid on and to choose from. Are they listed on your Facebook page as well, some of them?
Yes. Okay. I have a post on the event that shows all of the items that have been donated.
All right. So once again, this is Running for Rachel, July 31st, Sunday. That's this Sunday, out at the Rodeo Arena in Castledale. They're going to have a donation giveaway. They're going to have a silent auction, plus great fun barrel racing going on out there. Shauna Lee, I'm going to let you kind of round up here and finish things off with just kind of getting people to come out.
First off, I just want to thank everybody who's come forth to help Rachel so far. The community is amazing. I wanted to mention we are going to have a table set up at the Cowboys Memorial Rodeo both nights, Friday, Saturday evenings, starting at 7 p.m. We're going to have some of the items there to start bidding on. And then you can get in some of those drawings. So you can come and see us at the rodeo Friday and Saturday if Sunday is difficult. We also have a few online drawings that you can enter if you can't make the events. So just jump on the Running for Rachel event on Facebook and you can find those items and you can contact me to get in those.
All right. Shauna Lee Hinkins, thank you so much for stopping in and talking about this event. Sounds like it's going to be a great event, and let's get as many people out there as we can. Once again, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.